You think this is going to be easy? This isn't going to be easy.
Two tales of jail.
This is an unusual case for me. I don't think I've tried one of these before.
And two young lives.
Is it your first time spending a day in jail?
Yes.
Pretty frightening?
Yes.
Going in two different directions.
You served 30 days?
Yes.
Is it your first time in jail?
No.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Aubrey Ways and his mother, Michelle Morand, are suing Aubrey's former friend, 20-year-old Isaiah Boyd, for bail money, a laptop, and a false arrest.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 45 on the calendar in the matter of Moran Ways versus Boyd.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Miss Moran, this is your son. Your name is?
Aubrey.
And Aubrey, you went to college for a period of time with Mr. Boyd here. This is an unusual case for me. I don't think I've tried one of these before. Mr. Boyd stole property from you. In addition to property that he stole from your dorm room, he stole some identification. So far, am I correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
He was subsequently arrested, but from what I gather from your complaint, Mr. Boyd can correct me if I'm mistaken, he was riding in a stolen car, or the property that he had was in a stolen car. And one of the ways that the police were trying to identify who was involved in the stolen car was by going through its contents, and they found your identification. You were subsequently arrested, and you were taken to jail.
Yes.
Your mother contacted his...
Sister-in-law.
His sister-in-law, because at this point, you knew who had taken your property. You didn't know that the identification was going to be found this way. And his sister-in-law persuaded him or told the police where he could be found. And he was arrested, and he confessed to stealing your property, your ID, whatever his involvement was with the car. But you still spent some time in jail, had a warrant issued for your arrest, all because of his actions. Is that what this case is about?
Yes.
Yes.
And you want to be compensated for that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
So it's an unusual case. You're not really seeking compensation for your property. You're seeking compensation for the humiliation of having the police come, handcuff you, issue a warrant for your arrest, take you to jail. How long did you spend in jail?
A day.
A day in jail? Is it your first time spending a day in jail?
Yes.
Pretty frightening?
Yes.
Your mother went crazy?
Yes.
Probably?
Never been in a jail before in my life.
I'm listening.
Your Honor, I had took in his possession his computer, and I had taken the car.
So you stole a car?
Yes.
As well as his property?
Yes, but the identification was in a bag of the laptop that I had taken, and I did not know it was in there. I wasn't trying to take his identity. Personally, I don't need his identity. I don't look like him. But when the investigators had came to me and asked me, was he... had anything to do with the...
Tell me how the car got stopped, Mr. Boyd.
I had drove it.
We. You started to say we. Who's the we?
Well, me and some friends.
Friends' names. You think this is going to be easy? This isn't going to be easy. Did you give the police your friends' names?
Yes.
I want them. You have their names?
Actually... that's not what the police told me. Actually, the way the story went was Isaiah Boyd stole a car.
He was with friends. That's what he just told me. He was with friends. His problem is he doesn't want to tell me who the friends were. Were the friends ever arrested?
No.
No. But you and your friends were all involved with taking this car because you were all in the car.
Yes. But I had told the investigations that he had nothing to do with it.
I'm not finished with the car yet, Mr. Boyd. You and your friends who stole the car. Two friends? or more than two friends?
It was two.
And you're telling me that you gave the police the names of these two other people? Is my question.
Yes.
And they were never questioned, your two friends?
I had told the police that I would take full responsibility.
Full responsibility for the car and that?
Yes.
So they were just happy to say, fine, we closed the case, is that what you're telling me?
No, what happened was I initially had taken it,
Initially had taken what?
The car. I was
Where
the
did
one...
you take it from?
I had took it from
you
the
had
Rush
taken
Fitness.
It?
I had taken it from the Rush Fitness Center.
From the fitness center, did it have a key in it?
No.
How did you take it?
I had went into the Rush, I started playing basketball, and I seen the keys on the floor, and I had taken the keys.
And that was after you had stolen his stuff from his
yes.
room. So now you stole the keys from the basketball
yes.
court where you were playing. And how did you know which cars the key fit?
It had one of those little beeping things on it. I just beeped it up.
Oh. And who were you playing basketball with? Look at me. Who were you playing basketball with?
I went in there literally by myself.
And then?
And it was a group of people in there playing basketball, and I just started playing basketball with them.
And who went out with you with the car?
I had did that. I had...
You went out alone?
Yes.
And when you saw you found the car that fit the key, what did you do?
I had...
No, look at me. Don't look over there. Look at me.
I had gotten a car. I had drove it. I had came to one of my friends' apartment complex. I had left the car, went to the gas station. I had walked to the gas station, came...
What'd you go to the gas station for? What'd you go to the gas station for?
I went to the gas
station. Don't think of an answer. I asked you a question. Tell me what you went to the gas station. You already pled guilty. It doesn't make any difference, right?
I had went to the gas station to meet one of my friends.
And you walked there?
Yes.
Is there any reason why you didn't drive there?
Because I knew the car was stolen. I didn't want to have it on the road like that.
Yes.
So I had walked there. On the way walking back to the car, I had seen the police in the car.
You didn't tell me about the two friends who were in the car, sir. You left that out of your story. You left that out of your story. When did your two friends get into the car?
Yes.
When did your two friends get into the car?
I had picked them up.
When?
After I had left the Rush.
So you had picked up the two friends where?
At their houses.
So that's how your identification was found. Now I understand. I just didn't want him to think it was going to be too easy for him. So, Mr. Boyd, the problem is you didn't intend for all of these terrible things to happen to him.
No, Your Honor.
But you're responsible for it.
Yes.
Great. What are you doing now, Mr. Boyd?
I am originally trying to enroll in a school in Washington, D.C.
But what are you doing now?
I am looking for a job now.
Who do you live with?
I live with my brother and sister.
Who supports you?
My brother and sister at the moment.
How old are they?
26 and 28.
Well, you know, you're going to start your life out with a lot of judgments. What happened to you in the criminal court?
I did my time. They has.
Tell me how much time.
30 days.
You served 30 days?
Yes.
Is it your first time in jail?
No.
How much time did you do your first time in jail?
Probably 2 months and a half.
And when was that?
Like the middle of last year.
What was that for?
Larceny.
And before that, Mr. Boyd?
I did like another half a month for larceny.
How old are you?
20.
Think you've been successful?
Not at the moment.
I don't think so either.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're going to say, you know, he doesn't understand 2.5 months, 15 days, 30 days, maybe 5 years will wake him up. And it won't be in a county jail. It'll be in a state's prison. And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Boyd, you won't like it in state's prison.
And later today.
You want the dog or you want the money?
She's had the dog. Because I've gone so long without the dog.
Yeah, the dog's been in her care since February. You want the dog or the money?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aubrey Ways claims former friend Isaiah Boyd owes for damages resulting from a false arrest.
Mr. Boyd, listen to me. You're 20 years old. You're starting your life out not on a very good foot, sir, and you're going to start your life out with a judgment. In addition to that, did you have to pay any fines or restitution?
No, ma'am.
You're his sister-in-law?
Yes.
Could I speak to you for one moment?
Sure.
Explain the relationship.
Well, he is my brother-in-law. Right now, he does live with me and my husband. We're trying to help him get back on the right path. We've had a pretty rocky relationship because of some of the things that he's done with larceny, of course. So at a period of time, pretty much no one had anything to do with him. But right now, we are trying to mend that. And we've always got on him, you know, tell him, you know, you have to make the right decisions. You know, stop stealing from people. You have to earn things at some point.
That sound reasonable to you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you believe it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you tell that to the judge the first time you got arrested?
Yes.
And the second time you got arrested?
Yes.
You know, after a while, people aren't going to believe you anymore, Mr. Boyd. You're going to say, you know, he doesn't understand 2.5 months, 15 days, 30 days, maybe 5 years will wake him up. Maybe that'll be a wake-up call for him. And it won't be in a county jail. It'll be in a state's prison. And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Boyd, you won't like it in state's prison. Because as tough as you think you are at 20, there are guys there who are a lot tougher. You don't necessarily believe me, but I'm here for a long time. Anyway, start your life with this as a history. You have an opportunity. You stay clean for 10 years. You appear before a judge in a traffic case when you're 30. You say, when were you last in jail? And you say, you know, it was a decade ago, a lifetime ago. But if you keep doing this kind of stuff, you're not going to be happy. Looks like you have a nice family. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. Now you have a judgment.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's been a very, very hard for me to see my son go to jail.
Feeling so terrified and not knowing what to do and knowing that I did nothing wrong.
Or even experience a bail bondsman or a courtroom.
I just kind of felt like, why am I here right now?
What I want Isaiah to get out of this is to be able to change his life and be able to tell his kids, you know, what not to do.
I did a lot of stuff in my past wrong, and that's what I'm trying to change now, because that's not the life I want to live.
Support your kids. Have wisdom on what they're doing, the surroundings, the people that they associate with. Talk to them. Communicate with them so that they're not fearful of even opening up to you about what may be going on.
Everybody, I hope, benefits from this situation.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Carr versus Colvin. Step forward.
Matthew Carr is suing his ex-fiance, 25-year-old Lindsay Colvin, for the return of his engagement ring, his video camera, and his dog.
Mr. Carr, the defendant was your former girlfriend, and you say your fiance. You separated, and you say that when she left, she took the ring, a band that went along with it. She took a camera or video equipment that belonged to you, as well as your dog.
Yes, Your Honor.
You want all three back.
Yes.
Let's start with the ring. May I see it? Oh, well, that would be a lovely ring. And this is a ring, by the way, that you haven't finished paying for.
Correct.
Okay. You want to tell me the circumstances surrounding you giving her the ring?
I gave her the ring on 11-11-11 when I proposed to her.
11-11-11?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you?
Natural Bridge, Virginia.
Were you at your house, her house?
No, it was about 3 hours from where we live. We took a trip out to the mountains, spent a weekend in a cabin.
And it was a surprise?
Yes.
Is that right?
I knew it was coming, but yes, it was still a surprise.
Okay, well, and you're not together anymore and you didn't get married, right?
Correct.
Then the ring is his, not yours. Would you give it back to him?
Sure.
Perfect. Now you have the ring back.
The missing wedding band?
I don't know anything about the wedding band. What's the wedding band?
I don't know anything about the wedding band. I never had the wedding band or saw the wedding band.
The wedding band was in a box on my dresser. It is now missing along with lots of other stuff.
Well, that's the ring you got back. I suggest you do whatever you want to do with it. You're going to finish paying for it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He wouldn't allow me to work.
Listen to me. Nobody allows anything. If somebody says to you, you want to be my girlfriend, you can't work, I would say ta-ta and goodbye to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Matthew Carr says ex-fiancée Lindsay Colvin won't return his engagement ring, his video camera, or his dog.
Okay, now let's deal with the video equipment.
The video equipment I purchased before my daughters were born, who are now six, before I knew Lindsay. And it is also missing from my house, along with my daughter's Nintendo DS, just
well,
a list
of... Well, that's not in here. All I know is that what you're suing for is the video equipment. Where is it?
I don't have it. I haven't seen it in quite a few years.
There's a long list of items. That's one of them. She's admitted to me on the phone that she has it, and she's given me justification for all these things of mine that she has stolen.
Well, give me the justification for the video equipment. What did she say about the video equipment?
Well, it's all the same justification.
Which was?
That I owe her because she's the one having to start over, that she's wasted 4 years of her life.
Well, I'm not interested in that. All right, you got the ring back. Let's move on to something else. You want to talk to me about the dog?
I have every form of ownership.
Give me the date that the dog was purchased.
February 17th of 2012.
What kind of a dog is it?
It's a Great Dane.
According to you, you paid $1,400 for the dog?
Yes.
Okay. You took the dog.
I paid for the dog.
Show me.
My tax return was put into his account approximately 4 days after the dog was here because we were going to wait for the dog to get here before we paid for her, but because she was already 8 weeks, we decided he was going to go ahead and take a title loan out on his car so we could purchase her early and have her so she was under 9 weeks when we got her because we weren't sure if we were going to do her ears or not, and you have to do that really early. So I have the amount and his bank account.
Did she put the money in your account for the dog, sir?
It was not put in my account for the dog, Lindsay.
What was it put in the account for?
I've taken care of Lindsay. I've been her sole provider since August of 2011. While she's been going to college, I've provided her with transportation. I've paid all of her bills.
Okay.
That money went into the account.
Well, you've been doing that since August. You've been doing that since August of 2011.
Right.
That was your agreement. You were going to take care of
her. And that's what that money was for.
Well, you tell me that.
And that money was after the dog was purchased.
She tells me a very cogent story that you were going to wait for the dog, but because you were going to take out a title loan on your car, she said, no, I'm going to put this money in the account so we can get the dog now.
I took the title loan out on my car to buy the dog.
You did?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
I had my bank statement.
I'd like to see it. Mr. Carr, that would convince me.
Okay.
If you took out a title loan on your car for the amount of the dog, that would convince me, sir. And then I would absolutely believe that she put this money into your account because she had to pay at least some of her own expenses.
This is the bank statement showing the deposit. I have the paperwork for the actual loan in my bag that I can get, but this is $1,900 that was put in on the 15th that provided funds for the dog.
No. Listen to me. You said I took out a title loan on my car.
I did.
I want to see that.
Can I get it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Here's the paperwork on the title.
On what date was the dog purchased?
The 16th or 17th.
Okay.
That money was deposited into my account on the 15th. This bank statement here supports that.
Got it. Dog's yours. You want the dog or you want the money?
It's perplexing because I've gone so long without the dog.
Yeah, the dog's been in her care since February. You want the dog or the money?
I want the dog. I don't know how I'm going to get the dog because she's been in hiding. It's been tough.
What? I don't believe you paid for the dog.
I did pay for the dog.
I don't believe it.
We weren't going to get the dog because we couldn't afford the dog without my tax return.
I got a $4,000 tax return a week after.
I believe he purchased the dog, and I believe that the money that you put in the bank account was to help pay for some of your own
expenses. He wouldn't
allow
me to work.
Listen to me. Nobody allows anything. If somebody says to you, you can't work, you want to be my girlfriend, you can't work, I would say ta-ta. And goodbye to you.
I traded in my car.
Ta-ta, and goodbye to you. Don't tell me what I can't do.
I traded in my car onto his new car, which was supposed to be mine.
It's his dog.
And he would not let me drive it.
However, we're talking about 5 months later. Go buy yourself a new dog.
Okay.
Great. So you have your ring, and you have your $1,400 that you paid for the dog.
Thank you.
We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
And he rammed into me and kept going.
You're supposed to wait until it's safe.
But what about his track record?
Your Honor, he has no driver's license to be operating a vehicle. He should not have been operating a vehicle.
Judge Judy.
I'm pretty upset because the dog was supposed to be not only a gift, but I ended up paying for it.
I wish I could have got the dog, but I'm happy with the value.
The dog's mine, I get to keep the dog, and if I have to pay him, then so be it.
We shouldn't have got engaged.
It was stupid for us to ever get engaged.
There's two parties to blame here for everything.
It's made it a lot easier not to have any involvement with him.
Be careful who you pick.